Hi, Bishop Ed Akers here, coming to you again from a 9:45 live this Sunday morning. Hope that the holiday season is off to a great start for you. We're in the thick of it now, and families are gathering together. So today we've got exciting time here at the church. At Victorious Living Church, today is our Global Sunday. It's a monthly thing that we do to celebrate our outreaches and to celebrate the global work that we're doing here together at the church. And so if you can join us at 10:45, that'll be at Victorious Living Church on Facebook, YouTube as well, Victorious Living Church Grove City, Victorious Living Church GC on YouTube. Join us live. I'll be preaching today. I'm going to preach a message called Jesus the Healer. You know, all the things that Jesus came to do, to save us from our sins, to defeat the devil, to bring back a way that we could come to Christ and come to the Lord again. He also came as a healer. And I've witnessed his healing power in my own life and in the life of those that I've ministered to for the last 40 plus years. So join us at 10:45 today. I know it'll be a blessing to you. I want to follow up. Last week, I talked about trying to live in the now, trying to live in the moment, and not be concerned about yesterday's regrets or too anxious about tomorrow. And I want to follow that up today with a message about defeating worry. You know, worry is worthless, but a lot of people have it in their life. Matter of fact, we all suffer with it from time to time. And worry can be debilitating. It can stop us in our tracks. It can keep us from having faith and forward momentum in our life. And the holiday season, I can think of no other time when really this is a problem. I think this a lot of things are accentuated at this time of year. The emotions are high. It's a very melancholy and a time of year when we remember back and when we're concerned about the future. And we're also trying to keep up with all of the times of the season, right? So what can we do? Because worry will lead you to discouragement. Discouragement will always lead you to unbelief. And unbelief is dangerous for the believer. Matter of fact, it's dangerous for anyone. Unbelief being that we're not walking by faith in God. And unbelief will stop in our life God's desire for us. We can only access everything that we have from God by faith. Unbelief is the opposite of faith. It's doubt. It's fear. And this is often born out of an excessive amount of worry. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures today to think about and how to maybe overcome worry in our lives. First of all, we start with Jesus talking to us in Matthew chapter 6, a rather lengthy portion of scripture that you might know, 25 through 34. I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the field, the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So Jesus is pretty emphatic that we are not to worry. First of all, Jesus gives us commands. We think they're optional, but this is a command. The Lord is telling his followers and those listening, look, I command you, don't worry. And if God commands us to do something, he knows it's in our realm of possibility to do it, and he's there to help us. The next verse. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like even one of these flowers. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after these things, the Gentiles or the unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Worry is a result of care. Care is a distracting thought. Distracting from what? Distracting from the truth of God's word and promises to me. When I have circumstances that give a contrary a thought to my mind than what God has promised me or what I know God's word to say, that is a care. When I take that care, when I take it on and say, wow, that situation, that thing is bigger than what God has promised me, then I'm walking into a place where worry and doubt will begin to take hold in my life. In Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7, we have some solutions to this worry that we are to avoid. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, how do we stop worrying? First, we realize that God is a greater blesser of us than we can even anticipate. If he blesses the birds, if he feeds the birds, makes sure they have food, if he takes care of the field as just part of his creation, then he is intentionally working in our life. So first we realize where our source is, who our source is, and what we can trust in. Secondly, we rejoice. We choose to have joy rooted in our relationship with Jesus. This is supposed to set the Christian apart from other people. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a joy that they're not supposed to possess. You and I have peace that is not attainable through other means on this earth. You cannot get peace through drinking, taking drugs, relationships, careers. All these things may cause temporary numbness or even temporary euphoria. But real peace comes from the inside. It comes from acknowledging that God is caring for me, caring for us, and we do not need to be afraid because of the circumstances in our life. I know this time of year, there's a lot of things that people get anxious about and worry about. And money is one of them all the time. It's always finances. Or maybe it's sickness in our life or in our body. Maybe it's somebody in our family that's sick or dying. Maybe we're uncertain about our career and our future. And so we have these worries and these anxieties. The English word worry that we have comes from an old English word that denotes the action of one dog fighting another dog. And when the one dog grabs the other one by the neck and holds it like a death grip, that dominant dog is worrying the other dog. This is the death grip. And the other dog has to basically give up. Worry will make you give up when you shouldn't. Worry will make you back up when you should move forward. Worry is worthless. We must put the Word of God in our hearts on a continual basis. I've pounded this my whole ministry life, my whole life that I've known God. If you don't know the Bible, you don't know God. If you don't know God, you're going to worry. You're going to have all these other distracting thoughts that go through your mind, opinions of others, evil reports, bad news, bad and twisted opinions of others, all rooted in our thought life, which creates cares. These cares choke out the promises of God, which bring peace to us. And in Philippians, Paul said to come to the Lord with thanksgiving and bring our requests to him. In doing that, he will give us peace in response to our request. We often go to the Lord and ask him for a specific thing, money, to pay bills, a person, a healing. And it's good to pray specifically. But what God gives us is not always on the surface, the specific thing we're asking about. Instead, he will give us peace that passes understanding, grace to endure the hardship, His presence to go through things we think we could never make it through, and faith and confidence in the face of great dangers and evil reports. When we pray and we say, Lord, I trust you. Will you help me with this? I give you this, but I ask you for this. I ask you for that. And in your name, I believe you for it. He responds with peace and joy and contentment and worry-free living. If you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, if you're trying to spend money you don't have, if you're trying to access people that don't want anything to do with you, if you're trying to get the approval and affirm affirmations of men and women in your life that don't want to give it to you, you'll be worrying all the time. So that's where we cast those cares. We cast away distracting thoughts. I can't control Joe so-and-so. I can't control the economy. I can't control, but I can control what my mind is focused on. What I read, what I listen to, what I hear, and what I'll speak out of my mouth all determines the condition of my heart in regards to worry and discouragement. A distracting thought, a care, will lead to worry, which will lead to anxiety, which will lead to discouragement, which will lead to unbelief, which will lead to depression. We must fight these things off. We live in a society that says, if you have a problem like this, take a pill. You can't help it, it's genetic. But my thoughts aren't genetic. My thought life isn't genetic. Some of it may be taught, but I can reteach myself through the Word of God. Reprogram, if you will, my thinking. So this Christmas time, reprogram your thinking. Get the Bible out, read it, put away social media, put away the television, put away the evil reports, the bad reports, put away the stuff that's not godlike in your life, and begin to focus on what the Word of God says. Come to the Lord with your supplications and thanksgiving or your request, and He will give you a peace that passes all understanding. So cast away those distracting thoughts. Receive the life-giving thoughts of Jesus Christ and His Word, and watch God give you peace that passes all understanding. You can live worry-free. Doesn't mean worry won't try to show up, but you don't have to hold on to it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to absorb it. So I want to encourage you to live as worry-free as possible by getting in the Word of God every day and by trusting Him. Well, God bless you. Have a great holiday season. We will see you on the other side of Christmas and pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas season and a blessed new year. Go to victoriouslivinginternational.com to learn more about our global outreach, and VLCC.tv to learn more about our local church and ministry here. We love you very much. God bless you. Thank you for your support, all you partners. And I look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. God bless.